fighting for America.
It was amazing to see that many marathon runners in church at the same time. I've never seen that many tennis shoes in church ever.
Fighting for Idaho.
The pump price has not been rising for 10 weeks.
The cheapest gas, $3.29 a gallon in Salt Lake City, Utah.
The bottom line in this gasoline price hike of 9 cents is crude oil. Crude oil prices went up almost the same amount.
Fighting for you.
This wasn't an issue about guns on campus. This was an issue about the NRA and the backing for our legislatures for an election season coming up. And who's in support of pro or con gun laws. That's what it was about.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And cherishing the mantle given to us so many years at 580 KIDO. 85 years of serving our great community. Hopefully there'll be another 85 more. Phone number is here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And think about this, the type of message that sends, that a faith-based God is not dead movie doing well at the box office. Of course, it'll be underreported. People will talk about Johnny Depp's new flop. People will take a look at other things, but the message is getting through. The message is resonating about faith, family, and freedom. And once again, that's why we've got to support the voices here and elsewhere. Because the left does not want to debate. The left wants to destroy. And joining us now, it's always a dialogue, debate, debauchery, perhaps. Never, just kidding. Dave Pezzo joining us from Pezzo Financial at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here. And certainly some of the big news of the day, the topsy-turvy world of the market and whether or not it can be stopped or will be stopped or when it will be stopped.
Never stopped. Now, I mean, on a long-term trend, never stopped. Slowed down. Corrections. Inevitable. Certain. Continues to happen. What we always miss is the big picture of the market moving relentlessly higher all our life, all the time.
Well, you talk about that on Money Matters all the time, and I go, boy, that sounds familiar.
Well, I know. Broken record. But we forget about it, and it causes us to be so super concerned with what the short-term results are, and the world tips it that way. Let's face it, CNBC wouldn't even exist. Fox Business wouldn't exist. If, in fact, it weren't for people worrying about what's going on day to day, they just couldn't possibly exist. We'd have maybe a 30-minute rundown at the end of the day for those people that were just fascinated by what happened. But all day long, no, wouldn't happen if people were actually thinking about their stocks on a long-term basis.
Are you surprised by the rebound of energy stocks? Remember in the old days when oil was going down and you know, back in the height of the recession, if you will. Now, all of a sudden, energy stocks are once again the best play out there, I guess.
Well, some of them are. Things that get overdone. For example, we have this huge play going on in the United States now with the new fracturing techniques. They're able to get gas out of everywhere. So we've got all these basins around that are just absolutely on fire. But the company's overdrilled, so the price of natural gas collapsed, and so these companies became very low profitability. They slowed down. We had a really cold winter. Prices came up a little bit, and so energy got knocked down too low, and now it's coming back a little bit. But you know, overall, Kevin, it doesn't surprise me. Energy prices are very good, and there is a world of energy here. There really is. We really are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas with over a 100-year supply. And we're just getting going. And this is with a president that won't let any of it happen either. Right. So it's all on private lands.
Dave Pezzo with us, with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. So let's get to energy, because now we're hearing gas prices might be rising. And in America, in a place where we have, you know, this abundance of natural gas, Dave Pezzo at 580 KIDO, do you ever wonder why that we've never created a car or a truck, and there have been some places that would replace petroleum and would run on natural gas? You know, you take a look at Tesla and the $80,000 electrical car that apparently is revolutionizing driving in California. Why haven't we turned to something besides gasoline when we consider how much we're dependent on petroleum-based products in addition to gasoline.
Kevin, I don't know. I really thought that the next car I would buy, and this goes back 5 years ago, would be a natural gas car. I said that on air many, many times. I know that this is going to be my next car is going to be a natural gas car. And we don't. We don't. And it makes no sense to me that we can't build this out. And everybody says, well, we have to create a whole new infrastructure, you know, where we've got all these pipelines for gasoline and tankers for gasoline. Now we have to redo that for natural gas. And the answer is almost every home business in the country is hooked up to natural gas. How hard is it to hook up this service station to natural gas? Or in my own garage to have some kind of converter? I can put a barbecue grill on at my house. Why can't I have a converter to put on to my car for compressed gas into my car? Maybe it's too dangerous. I don't know. So we need to do it at service stations. But they're heated with natural gas. It isn't that hard. So I am puzzled. I don't know. I think that the Obama really blew. Well, he's blown plenty of stuff, but I really think he really messed this one up. It would have been a big job creator. This is where the hand of government could have helped a tremendous amount, where you simply give some incentives to truckers, for example, to change over to natural gas from diesel. There's hardly anything dirtier to the environment than diesel. So it makes little sense that we don't start there, at least. And, and trucks can go a long ways, as we all know, right? So you wouldn't have to have that many service stations out there as a starter.
I still wonder and marvel at, in the old days, Dave Petzo, when we were growing up at 580KIDO, that diesel used to be cheaper.
Yes.
And Volkswagen made their living out of the diesel Jetta and the diesel Dasher and everything else. And somehow we've reconfigured it where diesel is much more expensive. So if I'm a consumer, what's the advantage of buying a diesel vehicle?
I'm not a mechanic, so there are, and I know with trucks because of the hauling power, or hauling capacity of them, but I don't really know, to be honest with you, why people.
I suppose it's supposed to be cleaner or something like that from what I've heard. But on the other hand, you're paying more for something that is an offshoot of petroleum anyway, of creating gasoline. So we have to have it. If we weren't consuming diesel, we would be throwing it out as waste.
Right, right.
it's just startling here. So let's continue on with about energy.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a natural cycle, once again? And you, as a astute businessman, you study the industry, you are an advisor to folks about industry, about stocks, that you think we'd find a more efficient way in the year 2014 to switch over from the winter to the summer blend so we don't have the,
prices are going up again, everybody. It happens every year.
Like one oil company would say, we're not going to do that. We're going to make it happen.
They don't need to. And it's a convenient excuse. And also, it's not just an excuse for the oil companies either. Okay? It's not. It's also why, you know, people will ask commentators, why did gas prices go up this last quarter? And then they'll just go to the playbook, and the playbook says, oh yeah, when we change over blends from summer or from winter to spring, there's always a disruption. There might not have been a disruption for 20 years, Kevin. I mean, everybody solves these supply line problems over time. Armies do, and certainly corporations do, because it's very important to get it right. So they don't always screw things up. I think it's also just this, analysts are too lazy to actually figure out why something goes up or down, so they make it up every day. We see it every day in the market. You and I talk about this often. There's no reason why stocks went up 12 points today or down 23 tomorrow. I mean, absolutely nothing happened. But you can't generate a CNBC report that says, you know, nothing really happened today, folks. Have a good evening. It doesn't work that way. Something has to have happened. Multiple things during the day. And then at the end of the day, they put a rubber stamp on it and call it. That's the reason the markets did whatever it is that they're trying to report.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580KIDO. We are getting ready for the summer months in a couple weeks. Believe it or not, it's going to be May. So what does that mean as far as the markets and everything else? Do we have any cyclical natures here, the second quarter versus the first quarter?
Well, we're going to start hearing now. We'll hear the sell in May and go away. That's the chant. So as I said, you pull out the playbook, the rule book, whatever, and that's what analysts will start talking about as we get into this week. This week, though, we'll get through this week because this week is just chock full. 150 of the S&P 500 companies are reporting this week.
It's a big week.
It's a big, big week. So there's plenty of stuff for them to run around, especially after the market closes or right prior to the opening as companies announce. So they don't announce in the middle of the day. So all of this creates an awful lot of energy, and they've got plenty of reasons why individual stocks and sectors are moving around. Micron last week, give you a quick example of how much it can be pushed around. Micron, of course, have been pushed down, down, down. You know, I've been very, very high on the stock for the last few years and think they're in a good position. But the stock has been beaten to death in the last couple of weeks. Last week, it went up over 10% for the week. Remember, we had a four-day week. And part of the reason it did was SanDisk, in their own industry, had blockbuster earnings, way better than anybody expected. So within an industry or a sector, one announcement can be extrapolated to another company. And so you see big movements sometimes. And Micron was up, I think, about 7% on Friday just because, not just because, but primarily because of SanDisk's great earnings.
The consequences, I believe, of the overconnected society that we live in.
That's part of it, yes. It's not just the consequences. It's a clue. How good is Micron doing? We don't know for sure. How much is demand in the sector? We think there's a lot of cell phones being sold and things. Well, SanDisk, who's not as good a company, in my opinion, knocks the cover off the ball. Well, that says the industry's good, even if they can do well. It's kind of like Intel and AMD. You look at them and go, hey, if AMD can figure out how to make any money ever, then we know Intel's going to make a bucketful so that the industry is strong. So those kind of correlations make some sense.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580KIDO. You can catch him at the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial, now on Facebook, and Money Matters weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to 10 at 580KIDO. You know, I'm enamored with small business.
Yes.
And, you know, I think
rightfully
it's,
so.
You know, calling it small business, as you've talked about, is so wrong. I'm amazed at people that are doing it right. And I go to this place called Ed's 50s Cafe. It's where we have the economic summit with the governor mm-hmm. and the Dave Ramsey folks. And then I see Ed and his wife, Cindy, working all the time, mm-hmm. Doing well. And I'm thinking to myself, they're living the American dream. And it's been a while since we've talked about the state of small business here in Idaho. If once again, and you haven't declared, so you can't run for governor now, but if you were the czar of business, if you were an advisor, what would you do to make it easier? What can we do to make it easier for people like Ed and Cindy and you and others in the business community?
For the most part, what you really, you know, it is a basic tenet. Now, there are specific things you could do, but The most important thing is to get out of the way. Now, that's oversimplifying it, but government seems to want to help too much. They seem to try to get involved with everything and everybody because they see one restaurant not doing well or one restaurant has food poisoning, and so now they burden all the rest with too much. And I'm not saying you don't want to have safety inspections and things like that. Of course you do, but you have to do it in a way that is going to be not impeding business. And all I can do is the business that I operate says, look, I think it's a good step. You and I talked about this for years until right. It went away. It was a chair and table tax. I don't know what else to call it.
Right.
Okay. But they're going to continue.
You were very adamant about that.
I was, and it's not a big tax, but it's dead wrong. And I remember the governor coming on a program and saying, you know, Kevin, we think this is wrong. And somebody said, well, yeah, but you have to have the revenue. It doesn't matter. You know, you can figure out the revenue later. But if you have something wrong that is anti-business and it's wrong to do that, you have to get rid of it. And so I think rightfully the legislature did get rid of that and figured out how else to raise some money. That's true. But those types of anti-business statements make it very, very hard. Every day, every week, I get letters from the IRS. Literally, every
yes.
single week. If my payroll's not right, it's a tax from Illinois or some other state that I file in, they're always poking at you. So quit that. The IRS should be there to try to collect revenue, but not to collect it regardless of what the citizens are doing. Meaning, we need to follow the rules, but it isn't their job to just hold me up every day. They have no idea. My tax, I'm holding up my fingers, is like 2 inches thick.
Right.
They never even looked at it. Illinois didn't look at it, but I got a $560 bill from them. They have no idea what I owe them. They're just poking at it.
More coming up with Dave Petzl. Coming up next, we're going to find out whether or not Dave Petzl agrees with us about incentives for a certain industry if they would bring the so-called jobs to the gem state. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. Kevin Miller with you with Dave Petzl, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Dave Petzl with us now. Dave, we're going to have to ask you to put on the headphones here. We have a well-respected gentleman who calls in, and apparently he wants some money advice. This is Ronnie from Caldwell with Dave Petzl at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, what's up, dude? And happy Easter to both of you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Easter to you.
You know, I better get to my point, because lately Kevin's been cutting me off really quick, Dave Petzl.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You guys are talking about different fuels and stuff for automobiles, and I know a lot about that stuff, so what did you need to know?
We weren't asking really about that. We were just going over the entire industry. It's really about paying attention to detail, Ronnie, and maybe you should work on that.
No, dude, I do. I pay attention to you every day. Here's the thing, man. Petzl's on a roll, and you're not quite getting it, man. If we could just hook up a gas spigot at our house from the natural gas line that we've already got, I've been saying this stuff to my friends for years, man. We could fill up right there in the house.
Well, Dave Petzl, I'll ask you to respond to that.
Well, no. Well, why she was responding to, yeah, my point is maybe there's some safety issues here. I don't know. But the gas is there. The gas is there. So why can't we create this, at least have service stations? You know, so the argument that we need this giant infrastructure is way beyond me. We've already got it. I remember years ago, Kevin and Ronnie, I was out there on a oil drilling platform. You know, one of those that's in 600 feet of water. It was 110 miles offshore, so we helicoptered out to it. It was a fascinating thing, 85 people full-time on it. By the way, $700,000 a day drilling, by the way, it was a dry hole. Right? It's one of those things people take for granted. Yeah, the oil companies make so much money. They spent millions and got nothing. But I was out there on that, and I couldn't help but just say, wow, this is drilling for natural gas, which it was. It happened to be empty, but there's other ones out there that are active wells. You could see them. So you think about that, and I go in my house, and I turn the dial make it warmer. From all the way out there in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, we have the infrastructure to bring it all the way to my house. We can certainly run cars on it.
I know, Dave. You know, if I can light my fireplace by flipping a switch, dude, why can't I fill up my own truck or my 69 Camaro? You know, it's just one of them things where you just wonder why the government's in their business. But it sort of reminds me they're always asking for something. You know, it's like, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? Which brings me to my next point.
How many points do you have?
I don't know, Dave, but it sounded like you want me to vote for you again. I heard you asking about voting. I don't understand. What's the latest, dude?
Oh, on an unrelated note, we're asking you to vote for us in the Statesman's Best in the Treasure Valley poll.
What am I going to get for this, dude? I do this every time for you, man. I put out all those things and flyers and stuff, and I never even get invited to the studio.
All right, Ronnie, thank you for the call. I have a quick question for you. Why not bring the movie industry here? Article in the L.A. Times, and I know a lot of people have thought about it. They're looking for, of course, tax incentives and giveaways.
Sure, I know.
They're looking to be bought. Why hasn't Idaho, with its close proximity, with its Sun Valley connections, jumped into the fray? North Carolina is killing it with the movies and TV series they're making out there.
Well, they are, but they're also giving it away. It's something that you have to weigh out. At what cost do you bring this industry here? And so there is an argument, also a very viable argument, that North Carolina is losing money having them be there because the tax breaks are so high. I just love the liberal left in Hollywood and how they just really need tax breaks to get by. I mean, you know, it's okay to tax the rich, but give it back to us. It's absolutely remarkable to me. But anyway, that's a different story, Kevin. I think it's great, and we have seen what Clint Eastwood had a movie here. I can't think of it right now.
Rockabilly.
Well, yeah, but there was another one too.
All right.
I'll think of it right after
gosh,
we're done.
Oh, my gosh, I've got to save that clip. That's another Petso clip.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Kevin, I think you have to weigh it out. I'm going to say that I'm sure that they would like it to be here, and so the governor and the Commerce Department, I'm sure, have looked at it and thought about it. What can we offer? What is the payback? But at the same time, if it's going to be a money loser, I think they're making a right decision.
Dave Petso, we always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
KIDO is having its 85th anniversary, and we're giving you the presents. Keep listening to find out how you can win $1,000 in cash on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Here we are. We're moving out. We're moving in. Oh, here we are. We're at it again. Dave Burnett, Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. Feeling a little guilty this morning.
And why is that?
I didn't walk to work and I didn't bike to work.
Yeah, you sent me a text last night. Don't forget tomorrow's the big one. And I'm going, huh?
Yeah, Earth Day.
Yeah, Earth Day.
It's Earth Day. Yeah. Whole concept. And I remember as a kid, and I was looking up information, started by UNESCO, a big conference in 69 was the first time they talked about it, and they actually put it into action. April 22nd, 1970 was the very first Earth Day.
Right.
That was Richard Nixon was president, wasn't he?
Richard Nixon, yes. Got elected, what, in 68, reelected in 72, and then, yeah. Well, he had some issues.
Yes, he did have issues. And so down he goes for the count. I mean, he had people actually listen in to his opponent in the election.
Yeah.
Boy, if it was only that simple today. But yeah, or happy. No, just saying. Because I know, and no, it's not like our government's listening into anything we're doing or anything.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like nearly as bad as Richard Nixon had going on.
Right.
But it's
not like there's an enemies list.
No. No, he did. Richard Nixon had an enemies list, and enemies of the White House. You're right.
Right.
I don't have that today. That's good. So happy Earth Day, a day for us to honor Mother Earth.
Yes, yes. And I could go on and on about that, but I think I'm just going to let that one kind of go.
What? You You're just going to let Earth Day go?
Well, you know, it's funny. I want to say something to you inside, but I'm just going to let that go just because it's one of those things.
Well, be nice. Be nice to whales today.
Be nice to whales. Hug a tree. That's that type of thing.
That'd be good, yeah. You know, I don't know too many people that purposely go out and burn tires in their yard and try to destroy the environment. I mean, I really don't. Do you?
Well, you know, I told you, I have the Wildlings behind me and I have the Sons of Anarchy next door. So in my neighborhood, you never know.
Good point. They're probably tire burners.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, but I just feel like I'm guarding the wall. I'm part of the Night's Watch guarding the wall.
That's why you look a little tired this morning. Were you up late guarding the wall?
I was up late guarding the wall, and then we have this unique thing, and, you know, we've got the Wildlings behind us that, you know, now they have their windows open at night. So, you know, I get up, let out the dogs, and their dogs are so whatever, they still bark, and it's like my dogs are trained, they're like the seals, they don't bark, they just, you know, run around and do things, but, you know, you never know when there's going to be a conflict on the border like the Ukraine and Russia.
Good point.
And, you know, like the other day, you know, my wife was out there, didn't see their light on, and they're starting to yell and stuff, and I'm going, you know, we're all adults here, you don't have to yell, you don't have to do things. There are many times that they make mistakes as well, and you just think to yourself, it never ends well. And if you ever had a verbal confrontation with someone, you're a pretty mellow guy, but when all of a sudden you go, hey, man, let's go out in the parking lot, the guy goes, sure, wait a minute, let's think about this again for a minute. You know, everybody, it's like in their cars or wherever, and I try and catch myself all the time. Everybody's a tough guy until it's time to put up, if you will.
Well, you might have a hard time believing this, but I used to play ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually the enforcer on the team.
It's kind of the way you are around here, the enforcer.
Yeah. But, you know, you get the sweater pulled over the head and the fight is on. That's all there is to it. That's
right.
The objective.
But as adults, as, you know, smart people, you know, mm-hmm. we sit back and think to ourselves, you know, is it really worth it? Then the cops are called and then you're on the Ada County. Then you make the number one website in Idaho, Ada County. I mean, mm-hmm. you really haven't arrived until you've made Ada County.
Then I haven't arrived. Don't care to. Thanks.
Right. But I mean, you do check that list.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
Looking for fellow employees.
Yes, you're right about that. But I mean, I sit back and I think to myself, you know, it just isn't worth it to confront people these days or any time for that matter.
Well, it's not in that, you know, there are crazies out there and you don't know what they're up to.
Right. So, I mean, we have that going on. Here at 580 KIDO, the BLM versus the Bundy Ranch folks continuing their fight, if you will. We've got Ken Ivory on from the Lands Council. And what do you make of this meeting in Salt Lake over the weekend where you had 50 lawmakers from 9 western states saying enough is enough, we want our land back? And I have to say, before the Bundy Ranch thing came out, I thought, good luck getting your lands back, jabronis. But is there some movement there? What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, I think there is a desire. I mean, there's a number of issues that go with it that have to be asked. I mean, and for us in Idaho in particular, because we have so much of our land that's federally owned, but the federal government, and mind you again, it is us, but the federal government, when it comes to fighting wildfires, they pay for it. You know, that is paid through the federal government, a lot of that, when we're fighting wildfires. So, you know, some of that comes through federal funds. If it's state land, suddenly it's a different story.
Well,
got to be paid for by the state.
Right, but, and you think about when they try and fight the fires. Well, we're having cutbacks this year. You only get 2 planes.
Yeah, every year it's cutbacks.
Yeah. Here's something interesting. The Internal Revenue Service has revoked the tax-exempt status of a conservative charity for making statements. Let's see that, you know, I hate that when my computer just goes and the listener doesn't care about that. That were critical of Hillary Rodham Clinton and John Kerry, according to USA Today. And this is from the Patrick Henry Center. Apparently, this group has made repeated statements supporting or opposing various candidates by expressing its opinions of their respected candidates' character and qualifications, according to the IRS. Now, remember last week, well, I already, you know, I know the founder of the Patrick Henry Center. He was the former, remember the FBI or the Secret Service agent that revealed what was going on in the Clinton White House? Gary Busey? No, he's a movie star.
No, he's a funny-looking movie actor.
Yeah, Gary Daniels? No, former quarterback, now college football. Gary something or other. Anyway, we'll get back to who Gary really is. But the IRS has been in collusion with Elijah Cummings and the Department of Justice. This isn't Kevin Miller just making it up like he usually does in this segment. These are according to internal emails from the IRS. And who's going to prosecute them? The crime-fighting attorney general, Eric Holder, that wants to decriminalize people that are in jail for doing drugs. You tell me where we are here when it comes. No wonder people in the West are grabbing their horses and their guns and riding to the sound of the gunfire.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to somebody this week who was very frightened of the whole thing going on in Nevada that, you know, people have gone crazy.
Oh, not in this building?
Yeah.
Why do you talk to people in this building?
I just like keeping my job, and it keeps them from tipping my desk over. But, you know, they're just frightened how people have just gone crazy. And it's like, you know, have you ever read any history books? And, you know, then you engage them in, you know, conversation because it's about reading, which is, you know, very acceptable. And the fact that our early founding fathers, even in the Revolutionary War, most of the people, oh, don't bug us. But there was that group that stood up and said, no, enough is enough. And they made a stand. And then once the media got behind that group that was, you know, with enough is enough, then the Revolutionary War was able to progress and Washington gained some ground. Before that, they were having trouble gaining ground. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. They all wanted to live, you know, whatever England wants to do to us, we're fine. And that's kind of where a lot of people feel, I think, today, that enough is enough, and that line is being drawn in the sand.
Well, certainly it has to be, but what about the feds targeting conservative groups, and there are no repercussions from it, except President Obama ripping people for being against Obamacare and being on the wrong side of history. And here's the other thing, the other boondoggle. in Georgia, at least, more than half the people have not paid for it. They've signed up for it, but they're not paying. Oh. That must be real nice to do.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem with the numbers of, say, what, 7 million have signed up now, is that 7 million may have applied, but they aren't saying how many have actually paid for it. And until it's paid for, it's not really in effect. And it could be half of that amount haven't paid for it. So until it's paid for, until, you know, people scratch a check out of their pocket to pay for it, it's not there yet. So,
well, that's what, but again, there's nobody being, you know, on one hand, it couldn't happen because the Republicans would be ripped too much, but we are highly critical of the Republicans. And then on the other hand, the Democrats just get a pass, and that's not being partisan. That's just how it is.
Well, if you get critical, then you're a racist or a hater.
Well, that's what you always tell me.
Yes, you racist, bigoted hater.
Yes.
You're quick to, you know, you ride a horse. You got to be a racist.
Apparently.
Oh. So I don't know. It's that accepted double standard that's out there.
I don't know. So we'll see how that's playing out today. And of course, you've got the silification of the news. Even on our friends here at Channel 7, they've got a rabbit during a newscast. Or is that a groundhog? Or what the heck is that?
It's a rabbit. And if I see this video one more time, there's two bunnies doing what bunnies do best on
humping.
Camera. Yeah. And it's one of those, you've got to see this wacky video. And you're going to see it on the Today Show. You're going to see it everywhere. NBC's early morning show had it on, too. And it's like, stop. That's what rabbits do.
Now, have you ever tangled with a goat here at 580KIDO?
Have I tangled with one here at KIDO?
Well,
yes. I have, actually. I had that, because that's what you asked me. I have where somebody, I had that goat in your office day done to me here.
No, well, regardless of that, I mean, you ever tangled with a goat, though?
Yeah.
Well, there's a great video available at the 580KIDO Kevin Miller Hot List where there's this goat. Have you seen this goat video? Where the goat just starts chasing people and the guys try and kick the goat. And they'll turn around and the goat will go, do-do-do-do-do, look the other way. And the goat, they turn back around. They turn their back to the goat and the goat rams them. It's great stuff.
Now I got to go to Kevin Miller's site on the web.
Well, you'd say that reluctantly. You should be happy to go there. I need a click.
I don't
need clicks.
Okay, I'll get you a click because I haven't seen this video yet. That I'd rather see that than the bunnies.
It's so good that I'll probably actually do a blog on it. It's fascinating.
Goat, I was goats are smart. Goats are smarter than horses.
I was sitting there watching this because originally it was on Facebook. And I don't know if somebody dubbed the voices, because the first one, it was like a very urban thing where people are going, hey, man, da-da-da-da-da, I'm going to kill you, goat. And then the second one, it was all in some type of foreign language. And the goat, there's a guy on his motorcycle, and the goat's following the do-do-do-do. And he turns around, and all of a sudden, the goat rams the motorcycle, knocks two people off, and the guy gets up. I mean, you're not going to pull a Bruce Lee or a Chuck Norris move on a goat.
So help walk me through this. When I go to the website, where do I go?
Go to the Kevin Miller Boston Marathon, Kevin Miller Hot List Boston Marathon Edition.
Is that the picture with the guy with the band-aids over his privates?
Yes, we're back. And I have to tell you, because, you know, we have editorial control here about picking the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked that picture, and I was so inspired by that phrase, we're back.
Written on his front.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it reminded me of when Sarah Palin gave that speech, and I go, we're back! And just like great football teams, when all of a sudden they've had a couple losing seasons, and we're back! And there was another patriotic one I was going to put, but to me that picture just stood out, and I thought, this will be perfect.
Okay, it's a guy with band-aids over. Okay. All right, I finally made it. I found the goats, huh?
What problem do you have with a guy?
I don't want to talk about the band-aids. They have to go look at it if they want to see it. Oh, that's a big goat.
It is a big goat.
That's a full-grown big old mama goat. Yeah, they get kind of ornery when they get that big.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
It's the best ever.
I like as a guy, a former president of the Fatty Fat Fat Club running from the goat. That's good. I like that, Kevin. It made me laugh.
Well, I know. I tell you, that made my day. So hopefully people will be watching that. Any other great news today? It is Earth Day, of course.
Yep.
You ask what happened to Earth Day, and as we talked about a little earlier here at 580KIDO, Obama. It's Healthcare Day. It's this day, Earth Day. And it only matters when the Republicans are in partnership with the oil companies.
Evil. Oh, that's the other thing, and you'll hear more about that today. New report out showing that corn alcohol actually pollutes more than gasoline.
What a ripoff.
Well, you have to, when it comes to that, and I got to go do traffic here, but when it comes to ethanol, you have to consider the footprint of the pollution pattern from farm to pump. You can't just go from, you know, what it does in your car. You have to go with how much pollution it causes from farm all the way to pump, which is more than gasoline.
Imagine that.
Kevin, your traffic now as you're...
Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, the latest on the Internal Revenue Service targeting conservative groups. We'll talk a little bit more about the Patrick Henry Center for Individual Liberty. And really, whatever happened to the First Amendment here in America. You can always reach us on Twitter at 580KIDO. Before it happened in Nevada, it happened here in Idaho. And at 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have a very special young lady on talking about her battle with the BLM and the lawsuit that came from it. You don't want to miss that as we move along. Plus, apparently, we have cooperation with the Soviet Union, or I'm sorry, with Russia, when we're talking about spy planes. Yeah, I guess wait a minute. If it's a spy plane and they know it's a spy plane, how can it really be a spy plane? I don't know. It's confusing. We'll get to that and much, much more. It is 5:58, 580 KIDO. Currently waiting for the rain with Larry Gebert, who will join us as well next hour. We're still waiting for the rain. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5:59, Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Don't forget, the Hayworth Family Carnival will be at the Boise Music Festival, over 12 rides and a midway. Wristbands go on sale tomorrow. Go to BoiseMusicFestival.com. Actually, I believe that's today. Go to Ticket and click on Carnival Wristband drop-down. Info at BoiseMusicFestival.com. Kevin Miller, good morning. Serving Emmett.